We learned before that the way an Erev Chatzer is made is either each one contributes and makes himself a shutef into in a loaf of bread and they put in one of the houses, and then they're all considered one group of people living all together. Okay, one person that is nizak in the Erev to everybody else. He has somebody pick up the Erev and he's matne to all the people in the chotzer, and through that they become shutfim and Erev. Now, it says over here in the Mishnah, I know you can know the more lechem b'ni, but the nachtan kveish yizkeloi Erev, give it Rabbi Leza. The Tanakhama Rabbi Leza holds that if you give money to a nachtan, and you want, without picking up the bread itself, just by giving the money to the nachtan, you get a portion of the bread. That's Rabbi Leza, which is a big chiddush. So generally say that mulul abdik, money is not kleinus. You have to actually pick it up. If you buy a car, if you pay for it, it's not yours halachically. You have to drive it or push it. But he holds over here that certain specific situations, which we assume there's a gemira stat that he wants to sell it, then even money is kleinus. The chacham, we talk about the chacham, let's say lo yizachol ma'itzos. No. Even over here, just by giving over money, you don't become a shutif. It's only if you picked it up or you made a kinyan chalipin, or another type of kinyan. Then you have a portion of the bread. And even the chachamim amayda, if you give somebody else who's not in the business of selling bread, money, and say, I want a chalik in the Erev, then you get the chalik in the Erev, because over there, your intent is not that you want your chelik to be in exchange for the money. If you're giving him money, that he should be machne bread to everybody, and he'll make a kinyan for everybody. In other words, the difference between a bakery and a regular person is when you give money to the bakery, it's clear that your intent is that the kinyan should go through the money. And since it doesn't take effect, you don't have a portion of it. When you give your money to your friend to do a service to you, to make an erev, so the intent is not that the kinyan should be in exchange for the money. You should just make a kinyan for that. The bread should belong to everybody, including yourself. There's very chokma over here. The Rush says it's a new statement. It really means to say just that the Tanakhama holds that if you make an area for other people in the chotzer, you have to notify them in advance if you make an area for them. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm moving with Erev Tchumim. That's only when you make Erev Tchum, if you make an area to the left, then the person can lose to the right, so he has to know which way he's going. And this is the way we do nowadays. The Rav makes an Erev for the whole town, even if they don't know about it. If you can do something for the benefit of the person without him knowing about it, and here's the benefit that they'll be able to carry from their houses to the chasa. But if you do something that is detrimental to the person, you have to ask for permission.